Oh, yes. We are still talking in Donasekhaya. This is the throne room, and I am Lelis Khosana. I'm touching a very sensitive subject this morning. We're talking about gender-based violence, and I have mentioned that as I come back, I will be with Mr. Joshua Ifeoli Netononda, who is a motivational speaker. I'll tell you more about him. But talking about, you know, this sensitive issue, you know, it is for you and I to go out there and spread the word, because Tina, we still have the voice. You know, we still have the voice. We will not be silent. We will keep on speaking. Their names shall forever be written. When you thought as a killer, or they are killers, because they are many, their killers have thought that they could silence them. You wanted to kill them because they said they don't love you anymore. But we will not forget them, and we will speak for them where they cannot. We will speak for Chekhova Jopule, Naledi Pangindawu, Unompumelelo Chaka, Unomfazi Gabata, Unwabisa Mkwandela, Ualtesha Korki, Olindelwa Peni, and all young women who were killed by men. Unfortunately, I do not have a list of men. Maybe you have it, you can share it with me. But gender-based violence issues in South Africa is a pandemic, and we need to put a halt into it. We will speak for them. The old woman, grandmother who was killed at Queenstown. A 79-year-old grandmother who was killed in Brakpan, who was raped in KwaZulu-Natal. These are the issues that I'm talking about. Right now, let me introduce and welcome the great man of God, or Mr. Netononda, who is a pastor, a teacher of the Word of God, and a shepherd of Victory Fellowship Center, Greater Middelburg Area. Oh, he is a community servant and an activist on social, economic, religious, and political agendas. He's a motivator, a spiritual counselor, and he serves in many community organization structures. That is why we have him today, because he is relevant, and I know that he holds this subject dear in his heart. He is so passionate about social issues. Anything that affects the community, this is the man for you. Mr. Ifeoli, welcome, 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 welcome.
Good morning.
Akwande, Mr. Joshua Netononda, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, with yourself?
I am so good, man. Such an honor to have you on Radio Langa today. Welcome.
I'm grateful to be here in the Radio Langa today.
Yes.
And I just want to greet all the listeners of Radio Langa and all people around the studio,
mm-hmm.
and all the listeners and online in the space.
Yes.
I'm grateful to be here today this morning.
It's such an honor. It's such an honor once again. And we are talking a very sensitive subject this morning. And
yes.
I know that you are the man for this one. Gender-based
yes.
violence. I'm not even going to lead you. I'm just going to let you unpack it, you know. What
yes.
went wrong? Kwenzakaleni?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I love the your introduction there, where you were bringing up that people were killed.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe for a start, as you understand the word GBV,
yes.
gender-based violence.
Yes, that's where we need to go.
Let me first outline, because I've realized the two of these years when I'm involved in many organizations, we seem to are missing the point, and the missing of point is the one that is leading us to continue to have this violence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, gender-based violence means gender-based violence, which means any violence that is experienced by any person,
yes,
whether it's a man or a woman.
Yes.
We need to stand up. But let me tell you that what it means
in
the current the narratives of gender-based violence today, it is not correct.
Yes.
Because what we are doing currently
Mm-hmm.
We are no longer doing gender-based violence. We are doing sex violence.
Okay.
Reason why the nation has shifted.
Mm-hmm.
It's understandable that the men women have been killed.
Yes, yes.
But does not necessarily mean that men were being killed.
Exactly. It's now, what I was saying, that unfortunately we don't even know their names. Yes.
Yes. That's the reason why men were not much content to say, in South Africa, it has come like a norm. When a man is killed, it's normal.
It's normal.
Nobody makes a norm.
There's no noise.
Every day, they are dying every day. It's like when a man kills another man, it's okay. It's normal.
Mm.
Or when a woman kills a man, it's normal. It's okay.
Mm.
When children kill their parents, it's like it's okay. But in South Africa, it has not become okay when a man kills a woman.
Huh. And we need to correct that narrative.
Yes, we need to correct that narrative and say, actually, for me, if I have the power, is to get rid of the whole terminology that says gender-based violence. Why that deal with violence?
Now you... okay.
That is perpetrated to any person.
Yes.
We must deal with it. Now, the problem is, We normally go according to what I call it political correctness. Everybody who stands up wants to be seen to be contributing to that narrative. Now, any voice that says we are lost in South Africa, we are not only dealing with gender-based violence, we are dealing with femicide.
Femicide, it is.
Yes, men women are being killed, but I've listened to many organizations. We are not doing anything on the causes. The root cause of why we got this problem in the country. We are just focusing on making noise of lambasting the people we think that they are perpetrators. When we walk around the street, we are like, all of us were labeled perpetrators. I have listened to an organization who normally says, not in my name.
Not in my
real
name.
Real men don't rape. Now, to be honest with you, men will never do anything in another man's name. That's why all those slogans that you normally say, that's my name, real man, I always complain that man was created in the image of God.
Okay.
Now, you cannot come and say real man as if the other man was here.
Now, just to understand you correctly, when you are referring to the Bible and you say men were created in the image of God, this time the word man, you mean both male and female, right?
Yeah, remember, if you read well the scripture, I will tell you the man was created from the earth by God.
Okay.
Now, after man was created, the woman was created.
Oh,
from the earth.
Okay.
Now, in the process of trying to solve this problem, we end up inside God in the process. Now, if a man that has been created in the name of God has got a problem, we must identify what is the problem.
What is the problem?
Now, the problem is, in all organizations and people who are in this field, they are not interested what are the problems men are experiencing. I've gone to the police station, they say, no, men don't report cases of gender-based violence. Then I said to them, yes, men will never come to police station and report such cases. Because men are a different animal. They are not like women. Women, they got a way of dealing with this issue and the emotional that they're able to tell anybody.
Yeah.
But if we want to solve the problem, if we see the men is a perpetrator, we need conversation.
We need conversations. But when do we start those conversations? Do we wait for an incident to happen? Or do we need to start up little, smaller, you know, groups somewhere in the communities?
We need to start from a man to man.
Man to man.
No man should stand up and try to impress. To think that he is better than the other man. He must go directly to that man and talk to that man. Remember, even in the Bible, there was never a single space where God addressed man in public.
Okay.
He always go and approach a man as an individual, and the man starts to understand the conversation and change. Now, many men who are taking on this platform, they blame men. That's why they stand up on the podium and say, not in my name, don't do this. No, that does not solve. Actually, we should be asking ourselves why we are in this same situation where we are. Actually, we have set a wall between families. We have set a wall between a man and a woman, unconsciously. Now, there's a lot of things that have happened in this country. As African, you remember these things were not happening as such.
Yeah.
But because we have dropped the ball as Africans, we have lost family values. All these things that we introduced that are Western civilization have displaced anybody. Men are displaced currently. Men are no longer the leaders of the family. Women are very strong.
Can you be more specific with at least one example? What do you mean?
When there's a little bit of background on the noise. What I'm trying to say. Currently,
yes,
we don't have family structures that we used to have before.
Okay.
Where even when we had a problem as a family, we don't go to government. We go to our families.
Yeah.
When there's a problem, family structures never took a side. If the man was on the wrong side, they will explain and indicate and address the problem. But today we have dropped all family structures. We have raised what we call individual rights. That's why you find anybody, if I meet you in the street, if I see something wrong, I might not have a way of approaching because you will tell me,
Ungenapi.
Definitely, which means we can no longer, when we grow up, we used to understand that even neighbor can talk to me and give their sense to me. But today, parents, especially the old generation, they feel disempowered. They feel they can, that's why they say, they are going through a lot of challenges. The very same challenges women are going through. Men are going through. But the problem, we have not yet found a way of finding what is your problem, man. Like I said at the beginning, we need one-on-one. If I see another man having a problem, I must not call a gathering. I must go to that particular man and have a one-on-one conversation. You remember the story of a woman of Samaria? When the disciples of Jesus said they don't want to go there, Jesus went. Remember what has happened after conversation, the two of them conversing? There was a lot of good in that. The other thing, remember the story of Zacchaeus? The man who was a tax collector? The Bible says once he knew that Jesus was coming, he climbed on the tree. And the crowd crowd were following Jesus. When they arrived at the tree, I believe they were chanting, Zacchaeus. But Jesus said, Zacchaeus, in the Bazetu, we cannot discuss them. You are not a bird. You cannot be on the street.
Yeah.
I've got an appointment with you at home. Remember what has happened after the conversation? Zacchaeus started to say, if there's something that I've done that is wrong, if I've overtaxed people, I'm prepared to pay fourfold. Now, if you want to change a man, start a conversation.
Start a conversation. Wow.
Don't start on a podium wanting to show the other world that you are a better of man. Go to a man and ask what has happened. You are not like this. You were never like this. What has happened? The man will say. Yeah, men don't like public embarrassment.
Yeah.
And even the situation that men and women are experiencing going to the police station, men don't go to police station because even the police themselves are not trained. They will tell you straight, oh, Baba, we're in the danger. Now, we need to change the whole narrative because Ogunye, Abo Mama, they feel much empowered by the system itself.
Yeah.
Some of them, some women, become the they provoke the system. They provoke men. And remember, in a game, I know, I played soccer, but I played another sport. The person who is normally given a red card is the one who retaliated. The one who started the war continued the game. Now, in the process, we must go deeper and find what is the underlying problem? Men, why are you behaving the way you are behaving? that are not reported are the number of suicides that are recorded for men.
Yeah.
If you can get the statistics of how many men went for suicide,
this
is the cases that are supposed to be appearing in the police station. But I'm trying to say, I'm challenging the professionals, the psychologists, those who are the champion of gender-based violence. Go deeper and study the challenges that men are going through. Today, remember, I always say in politics, nobody trained men and women. Remember the word existing that says non-sexist, non-racial society. But when you say non-sexist, we never knew that one day we'll have Ulele as a president of the country. Even Ulele naye akazanga training ukuthi mawuthatha position ukuba president of the country when you're a woman. How should you be? Now, you will find everybody is misplaced. We are not trained. Somebody has taken my position. Now we started to fight unconsciously.
Yeah, unconsciously. It's a very lengthy subject, Mr. Netanonda. It's a very lengthy subject. I wish that we could have gone deeper into trying to check now the role of the church in trying to assist, you know. But unfortunately, time is against us. So what is your message to the society at large as we wrap up?
As my message to the society is to say, let's go back to our roots.
Yes.
Let's rebuild broken families.
Let's rebuild.
Yes, we have allowed Western civilization. We are in Africa, but none of our laws in the country represent African values. Now, if we can rebuild our family structures where Malume and everybody comes together, as a gender man, women were the strongest leaders in the family.
Umakazi.
Umakazi, able to direct, even when Aunties and the others have come and taken decisions, she will come and override that decision and say, no, you didn't take this thing well, you didn't look at this. And men were listening. Now, when Western civilization was brought in Africa, now men felt misplaced and women felt somehow, now we have lost it. I think, as I concluded to say, let's rebuild our families. Let's go back to the family values that we used to have, where I can even talk to my neighbor's children and take a stand. And then, therefore, also, we need to change the narrative. Violence. Let's deal with anything that is a violence to any member of a society. Let us not take sides.
That's not
if there's a man that has been killed by another man, let's stand up. If there's a parent that has been killed by a child, let's stand up.
Stand up,
If a woman has killed another woman, let's stand up.
Amen.
Yeah, we must not favor only when there's a man who has killed a woman. We go to court, we can't, all the leagues of the political parties. Let's come together and say, we are not going to allow any element of violence in our society. We can be the winner.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mr. Netanonda, for your time and for your wisdom. By the way, the feature is Wisdom Corner on the throne room. So thank you so much for your time. I know that you are rushing to church. Thank you so much. May God continue bless you. And please be available next time.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm always available.
Akwande.
Thank you so much.
Any song, in your heart that you would like us to play for you?
Sorry?
Any song that you would like us to play for you?
You can play any song by Lewis Kobela.
Okay.
I'll be fine.
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much. We'll get that song. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Magwande.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. That was Mr. Ipeli, Joshua Netanonda, a social activist. Thank you so much. We are going now to play a song by Lebo Sekgobela, a beautiful song that I think you are going to enjoy. And yeah, I hope it's Vagele Lindaba. Let us go back to our roots. Let us go back to our family values. What is it that we want to achieve at the end of the day? I'm going to play you a beautiful song now, Lebo Sekgobela.